Hare Krishna. Now, after describing about sadhaka, about siddha, now Krishna is going to describe or bring in a new concept of yajna. So let's try to understand that from this shloka onwards. Shloka number 23. Gata sangasya muktasya jnanavastita chetasaha yajnaya charatah karma samagram praviliyate. So here Krishna is saying, gata sangasya muktasya. So now we are talking about a person, the work of that person. How is he doing it? He is gata sangasya, he is unattached, and muktasya, liberated. Now this gata sangasya muktasya is very much connected to the three modes of material nature. So this person is freed from the three modes of material nature. Then jnana vastita chetasaha, this person is fully situated in spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Yajnaya charataha karma, all his activities are for whom? For yajna. Who is that person? Krishna. Samagram praviliyate. So when he is working, a lot of reactions will come. But then all these reactions which are there, they merge into transcendence. Praviliyate. So in this way, a person who is doing yajna or sacrifice, these things will happen with him. So let's try to get more details to this. It is said, becoming fully Krishna conscious, one is freed from all dualities and thus is free from the contaminations of the material modes. So we are discussing about yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. Sacrifice for whom? Sacrifice for Lord Vishnu. Now, any activity that we do for the pleasure of Vishnu is called as, or Krishna, is called as yajna or sacrifice. Now, it need not be always yajna kunda, putting ahuti, you know, saying swaha. That only is not yajna. Obviously, that's one form of it. But then any activity that we are doing in our day-to-day life, any activity, that activity, if it is done for the pleasure of Krishna, that activity will be called as yajna. So this is a very, very important concept that we need to understand and imbibe in our day-to-day life. All our activities we can convert into yajna. And when that is done, when we are just working for the pleasure of Krishna, what happens? A very, very wonderful thing will happen. We will actually surpass, or we will overcome the three modes of material nature. That is sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. Now, we have to understand one thing, that we are controlled very nicely. Very nicely we are controlled by the three modes of material nature. As we saw already in third chapter, where Krishna is saying, prakrite kriya manani gunai karmani sarvashah. All the activities which are there, those are perfectly controlled by prakriti guna, the modes of material nature. That is sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. And we see, the person's mood will always keep fluctuating because of this. The productivity will always keep fluctuating because of this. And the person's behavior will all the time keep fluctuating. And that's how we keep asking the person, why are you behaving like this? You are good. Just a couple of minutes back you were good. Suddenly what happened to you? And sometimes people come and they say that you have completely changed. But then we feel, no, I am the same person. So what is this all about? It's because of the three modes of material nature. If someone wants to be steady in one's behavior, in attitude, in one's bliss and happiness, that person should go above the three modes of material nature. So when someone surpasses the three modes of material nature, the contamination of this, then what happens? He becomes steady, because he is no more controlled by the three modes of material nature. So when all our activities become yajna, that is, for the all the activities for the pleasure of Krishna, then this particular aspect will come. And when we are able to do this, what happens? We are working, but there are so many reactions coming. Every single work will have reaction. Even if we walk, there is a reaction. What will happen? All these reactions will merge into transcendence. Or basically, the person will not get reactions for the work. He will be completely freed from the reaction of the work. So this is a very, very important concept that we need to understand in our day-to-day life. Because we have to work, we cannot just escape from work. Now, here it's talked about transcendental knowledge. What is transcendental knowledge? Transcendental knowledge is knowledge beyond this human form, this material world. Knowledge of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Knowledge of Jivatma, the spirit soul. The knowledge of Prakriti, the material nature. And our relationship, you know, that we have with Krishna. And the knowledge of how to overcome the three modes of material nature. So all these can be categorized as transcendental knowledge. Now, very, very rarely a person gets this knowledge. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very nice verse which says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beech. So by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, a very, very fortunate Bhagyavan Jeev, a fortunate living entity, gets Bhakti Lata Beech, the bija of the seed of bhakti. And when that is sown in the heart, the Bhakti Lata starts growing. Now, one thing we have to understand is that every person is like a gardener. All of us are like gardener. All of us have got that Bhakti Lata Beech, and now it has sprouted. Obviously, since we are seeing these videos, reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting, hearing, etc. So, we can understand that we have got that bija, Bhakti Lata Beech, and now it has started growing. It has sprouted, now it has started growing. Now, we are like a gardener. What does a gardener do? Gardener will protect the plant. He will make sure he'll nourish the plant by watering it regularly. So like this, a gardener will do, and similarly, we also have the same responsibility. We have to make sure that this Bhakti Lata Beej very nicely grows, and finally, it reaches the transcendental realm, spiritual world. Now, what is this watering all about? What is this protection all about? So here, watering basically is our sadhana process, that is hearing and reading. Many times people ask that, okay, if the Yuga Dharma of the age is chanting, then why are we supposed to read, why are we supposed to hear? We have to, because this Shravanam and Kirtanam, Kirtanam is chanting, but Shravanam that is there, that is hearing from the Vedic scriptures, reading the Vedic scriptures, hearing from realized souls basically. So what happens by this? We get more and more motivation to become fixed up in devotional service. If suppose our hearing and reading stops, what will happen? The watering to the plant has stopped and the plant will get dried. Basically, we will give up bhakti. And that's how we see that those people who don't do reading, the ones who don't read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, the ones who don't associate with devotees to hear from the realized souls, what happens? With time, they will be out of bhakti. So many people we have seen now who just leave devotional service. Very, very rarely this path is given, the opportunity is given, but then the person just leaves, just like that, without his notice. So it's very important that in every stage of bhakti, we have to keep watering the plant. We can never ever say that, oh, okay, I've become a perfected being, so I don't need to hear, I don't need to read. No, we have to. So this transcendental knowledge we will get by this process of watering, that is hearing and reading. And obviously, chanting is always there. You know, which we don't have any option when it comes to chanting. That is Yuga Dharma. We have to do. So when we gain this transcendental knowledge with constant watering to this plant, what will happen? The plant will grow, surpass the three modes of material nature and reach the spiritual world. And that's what we need to do. So this is a struggle. Every single day we need to do this. Every single day. And when we keep struggling successfully every single day, then we can be called as a very nice sadhaka, a very nice practitioner. And then slowly, with this transcendental knowledge, all our activities will become Krishna conscious activities. We'll get that knowledge and understanding that how to dovetail these activities towards Krishna for His pleasure. Now Krishna is going to describe more about yajna. So let's see that in the coming verses. Hare Krishna.